This is a dictation follow-up visit. Cecily Tillman, C-E-C-I-L-Y, T like Tom, I-L-L-M-A-N. Date of birth is 6-7-1990. Date of accident is 10-18-2022. Date of service is 9-21-2023. The patient is here. She reports of ongoing issues. For example, she has a major sleep problem. She has a headache, which is mostly in the posterior part of the occiput, even now, and it is 7 to 8, and at least once a day. She has additional feeling of passing out, same as before, and losing balance. She fainted a week ago, and she was admitted to St. John Hospital, and MRI was found to be negative. And neuropsych therapy is going on, along with counseling, once a week. She's also seeing a neurology doctor. I cannot read the name of him, she's seeing a caseworker, as well as she had a surgery. She has a surgical recommendation from Dr. Mohan for SI joint fixation that is going to be done on 9/27/2023. And a new sets of MRI have been done on September 8, 2023. They'll be discussed after the exam. So the patient reported that these pains have continued at between 8 and 9. The neck pain is around 7 to 8. Lower back pain is 8. And it is across, along with shooting pain sometimes to the right buttock, right leg, and right arm, with weakness of the right arm and right leg. The patient reports 90% to 100% improvement on medication and all the injections treatment that have been done. Please review the chart for ADL, for system review, as well as for the additional history and substance abuse medications, compliance history. The physical examination will reveal that the blood pressure is 105 over 69, pulse is 84, pulse oxygen 99. Rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 9/11/2023, dictation number 0919-056. Diagnoses are the same. Plan is the patient can do chiropractic treatment, evaluation and treatment along with acupuncture, massage. She should continue seeing the neurosurgery department with Dr. Mohan, continue with the surgery for the SI joint, which is found to be a causative factor for the pain. She also underwent a new sets of MRI, and they are as follows. The brain MRI shows that no abnormality was detected in the brain. Cervical spine shows a bulging disc at C5-6, indenting the ventral thecal sac. And in the lumbar spine, there is a bulging disc at L4-5 and L5-S1 pressing on L5 nerve roots. Patient has been advised about these findings. Thoracic spine MRI shows no issues of any disc-related or foramina stenosis. So the patient is coming along good after the SI joint surgery. She should be pain-free, and she's also continuing her neuropsych therapy. I think she's on the right track. Her medications have been provided to her as follows. After checking the maps and laboratories, she is found to be in compliance. Celebrex 200 milligram daily, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN, Lyrica is provided 50 milligram twice a day for pain, Furoscix 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Percocet has been reduced to 7.5/325 only once a day as a PRN basis, because we believe the pains have been subsided. We have provided her a reasonable amount of pain control. She'll be replaced to Ortram or some other suboxone replacement, and the Percocet will be brought to 5 milligrams or less. Disability has been provided to her. She's still not working, although discussion was carried out that she should choose a easier job, hospital replacement, and attended care of 4 hours, 7 days, transportation, and case management. Physical therapy is 2 weeks per week, and she can continue seeing a chiropractor. Thank you.